So the world of bikes, and over the years, we've been spoiled by success on the racing track, with local riders flying the flag for the province on the national and world stage. And last week, it was the turn of Ralston rider James McManus, who was crowned British Junior Super Sport Champion. I caught up with the 18-year-old a little earlier today.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great achievement, so it is. It's back to a bit of normality now. We're back to work, so we are. So the racing season's obviously over. But, definitely it's been a great year altogether, and I couldn't have done it without the help of Completely Motorbikes and Affinity Sports Academy.
So tell us a little bit about the season itself. James, when was it you first thought, wow, yeah, I can win this?
All season, everyone obviously, you always win with the attitude of you're going there to win. So you are, no one really takes part to finish second to this, but I aimed to try and finish as many races as possible this year, so I did, and then towards about halfway through the season, I was in a good position, so I was. And I kind of thought I'd use my head and just try and finish my races and gather up as many points as I can. At the end of the year, I could be in a position to win the championship, and I was lucky enough I did.
Any nerves going into that final round at Brands Hatch?
Obviously there was a wee bit nervous winning the Saturday's race, so it was. Although I had a good points lead, anything can happen in racing. But I was very nervous, but no, we got the job done anyway.
James, we know obviously there's obviously quite a bit of history of motorsport in the family, but growing up, you played a bit of Gaelic football, bit of soccer as well. Was it the family history that eventually attracted you to the bikes?
I'd never really any interest in motorbikes up until about 2015 when my brother started racing, and then I'd never been really to a motorbike race until then that I can remember. And whenever I started going with him to the racing, I kind of started to get interested in it. And then one day I asked Mum and Dad, can I start doing this? And they said, yeah, well, we'll give you a go. And yeah, it all kind of started from my brother Eugene starting racing.
So this was a bit of a sibling rivalry?
No, it's just they were always going away on the weekends. So they were him and my dad, and I was at home playing football. So I was, so I kind of felt a wee bit left out then. So I kind of wanted to get into racing, and yeah, it kind of all started, and then I started to enjoy it, and then it just all stemmed from that.
Your brother Eugene Jr. races in the British Super Sport Championship. Of course, your dad's a former MotoGP rider. How big an influence have they been in your career so far?
Oh, it's been a massive influence. My brother Eugene, I do look up to him, so I do. Yeah, he's given me so much advice and helped me so much in my racing career. And my dad as well, he's at every race with us, and you look up to them for advice, and you aspire. My dad has made it to the top level of racing, and that's where me and you two both aspire to get to. So it's, you can't knock anyone that's got to the world championship level, and yeah, that's where one day hopefully me and you two will end up.
Talk a little bit about the commitment that it takes to be a young rider, because as I understand it, you have a lot of travelling back and forth to Spain to test and practice, and I don't think there's a track actually, you could correct me if I'm wrong here, in the UK where you can really do that on a regular basis.
The UK have some facilities to do, there's some go-kart tracks, and England has a lot of short circuits to do that you can do track days and stuff on, but it's just we don't really get the weather over here as well that Spain gets. So, but Spain has so many mini bike tracks and so many facilities that riders can use over there, and just it's so much easier to get used to them out of there. They're open every day, you can use them whenever you want, and it's fairly cheap as well. So the facilities in Spain are really good. A lot of riders head out there to prepare for the season, and it's easier to get it done out there. The tracks, there's a lot better standards than they are out there. It's easier to get your pre-season done out in Spain.
Yeah, well, listen, what's the ultimate racing goal then? 10 years' time, you know, if we're chatting in 10, well, yeah, you'll only be 28. I'll not tell you what age I'll be in 10 years, but what would be the ultimate goal? What are the next steps?
Well, the ultimate goal for most people in short circuit racing is to try and make it the MotoGP. That's where you want to get to. It's the Formula One of motorbikes. It's the highest level of racing, so everyone aspires to get the MotoGP in. It's a hard place to get to. There's only so many few seats, and there's a lot of talent out there. So you have to be among the best to get in the MotoGP. But yeah, hopefully that's one day we'll make it there.
You ever tempted by the roads? Would you ever, you know, take an invite maybe at some stage to go race the Northwest 200?
Road racing's never really been an interest of mine, to be honest. It's a different passion, really. It's different. I know it's motorbike racing, but it's a different sport, really. It's never really interested me, to be honest. I've always been into short circuits. So I've obviously, it's great to go and watch the road racing at the Northwest and the Ulster Grand Prix, but it's just a different kettle of fish, so it is road racing.
You only won the championship last week, but it's only a couple months off. You'll be back, I guess, testing in February time. I'm sure there's a lot of work to be done between now and then. What's the plans for next year?
The plans for next year still aren't 100% sure. If all goes well, I'll be racing in the British Super Sport Championship next year, along with the Affinity Sports Academy again. So that's hopefully what will happen next year. So plans are being put in place for that.
So there's something going up against Big Brother?
We're not 100% sure on what Eugene's racing next year yet. It's still up in the air, but yeah, it is possible.
That was James McManus, British Junior Supersport Champion.